So first of all, congratulations on the award.
Thank you very much.
Of course. And I wanted to ask you, when you were growing up in Milton, was it a big event to come up to Wilmington, like as a child?
You know, we almost never came to Wilmington, but it certainly was a big event. My father, when he was a teenager, there were no high schools for black kids in Sussex County. And so he had to leave young, and he came to Wilmington and went to Howard High School. And the people he stayed with, he would sometimes come and visit, and that would be the occasion that would bring us to Wilmington. And as country kids, as kind of rural people, it was always a big deal to come to what we thought of as the big city. It was exciting. And now, of course, I have an appreciation for how small the state really is, but it didn't change that sense of adventure that I had when I was a little boy coming up here.
And what impact did it have for you to grow up in Milton? Were there many kids of color there at the time?
Yeah, Milton has a sizable community of color. We had, a black population that had been there for, generations. Sussex County was the part of the state that had the largest enslaved population, and so the descendants of these enslaved people, many of them stayed there. We also had a large migrant community of people that would come into the community. So there were plenty of people of color. The schools were segregated when I started my education, and I was really at the very beginning of the integrated experience in my community. And I'm happy to report that we got through that without a lot of conflict and violence, but that legacy of exclusion and that narrative of racial difference that created racial segregation in our community was never really eliminated. And I think that did have an impact on my thinking. I knew that lawyers came into our community and made them open up the public schools for kids like me. And but for that intervention, I wouldn't be standing here. And so it's always given me an appreciation of the importance of getting proximate to places where there's inequality, where there's injustice. And that's certainly shaped some of my career choices.
Absolutely. And that would have been a huge thing to live through, watching schools be sort of had to be forcefully desegregated down south.
Yeah. I mean, the early history really began in Milford about 10 years earlier, where there was real resistance to integration. It failed, an effort to integrate the schools. And so it was another decade before we actually saw complete integration. But like most things, the narrative that kept the schools segregated was a false narrative. There really were no profound differences between kids who were black and white. And once people got past that, you could have a good experience. Unfortunately, the challenges of our history, I think continue to haunt us. There is still a presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to people of color that we've yet to overcome, that we've yet to battle. And we've got to do some work on the implicit bias and the ways in which we haven't confronted this history honestly if we're going to get where we're trying to go. But I'm encouraged and I'm optimistic that we can make great progress in the coming years.
I wanted to ask you to talk a little bit about the kinds of themes that you see in your cases in terms of injustice.
Well, I do think that, we're living in an era of mass incarceration and excessive punishment. We now have the highest rate of incarceration in the world in the United States. I think that has really damaged and hurt lots of people and lots of communities. That the Bureau of Justice now predicts that 1 in 3 black male babies is expected to go to jail or prison is really shameful. And so I do think this is a moment that we have to turn into reform. I think that we have a criminal justice system that treats you better if you're rich and guilty than if you're poor and innocent. And that needs to change, that we can't really claim to be a just society while wealth, rather than culpability, shapes outcomes and proceedings. And I also think that we are still burdened by this history of racial inequality. It makes us think about guilt and dangerousness differently when we're dealing with people of color than when we're dealing with people who are not. And so all of those challenges shape the work I do.
That was Attorney Brian Stevenson speaking with me at the Delaware History Maker Awards ceremony last week in Wilmington. The award honors Delawareans who have helped change the course of history in the first state and beyond. Later that same night, I sat down with this year's other award winner, Mike Castle. Our conversation starts off with Castle explaining what he learned about Delaware by having the unique opportunity to represent the state in Congress and serve as its governor.
Well, Delaware is a state where you fundamentally know people. Maybe you don't know exactly where they live or even maybe what their name is, but you've dealt with them before. And in many instances, you've dealt with them quite a bit before. So it's a little bit different than a big state where you sort of just fly over and land and see a few people or whatever. In this state, you generally know people. I mean, chances are I know a good percentage of the people here tonight. And that makes Delaware a very different place. And it's one of the reasons I think that I tended to be perhaps more moderate than some would have liked, in that I was and am a strong believer in working together to get things done. You know, when you do that, a lot of people come to your assistance in trying to help in both political parties. So, you know, that worked for me, and that's what I believed in. And that's what Delaware really is all about and should be all about in terms of benefiting the citizens who live here.
You're lauded for doing things the Delaware way and really garnering a lot of across-the-table support. Can you talk to me about just one or two times when you use that attitude and that way to get things done?
Well, I mean, a lot of it is reaching out to others. I mean, I greeted people like Senator Nancy Cook, who really managed a lot of the fiscal aspects of Delaware. And my staff and I had a very close relationship with her. Mayor Baker just walked by. We worked closely with him on various issues, particularly when I was in Congress. My judgment is that once you're elected, it's not an ideological war. It is a function of sitting down and doing what's in the best interest of your constituents. And that's what we always tried to do. And for the most part, it worked. You know, that means, you know, you're going to work with Republicans and Democrats. And that's sort of the Delaware way. And that's worked for a number of other governors before and since I was governor. And that's
can you name a few accomplishments that you got through, that you made happen by using that methodology?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things we did early on when I became governor was get Route 1 built. It had been talked about on the books for I don't know how long, and many years, and nobody done anything. And we just sat down and said, look, let's get everyone in a room together and sit down and figure out how to get this done and get it done. And we did it. And, you know, within months, we'd started building a major road in Delaware. And thank God we did. I mean, you almost need a bigger Route 1 than we have now. You know, so that was a significant accomplishment. The legislature and I raised teacher salaries. We worked together to get that done because we were lower than I thought we should be as far as educational teacher salaries were concerned. So we worked hard on that particular issue. And then in Congress, I worked very hard on stem cell legislation and had some opposition. In fact, it was the first veto of President George W. Bush. And then we passed it the next year and it became a second veto. But eventually that's been adopted as, you know, a medical way of really trying to help people. And so, you know, I'm pleased about that. And that's working with other people. I mean, in that particular case, we talked to dozens of people to try to achieve the goal of getting it done. It wasn't easy.
Thank you so much, and congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.